Imagine what is keeping him.
Well, dinner is as cold as it's going to get. If Vinton can't get here on time, then we'll just have to eat without him.
But, Miss Harper, it isn't like him not to call if he's going to be late. I hope he's okay.
Oh, now, don't you worry, Naomi. Did he ever get them brakes on his truck fixed?
Miss Harper.
Even perfect brakes won't help you on that rickety Ray River Bridge.
Do you know they say there are 13 cars in the bottom of that river that have never been recovered?
That does it! I'm calling the highway patrol!
Hey, everybody.
Oh, Vinton, thank goodness you're here alone.
Well, Vinton, where in the hell have you been? You had your wife scared silly. It's a good thing we were here to calm her down.
I'm sorry I'm late, huh? But I got great news. Your husband and your son and your uncle have all been invited to join the Mystic Order of the Cobra.
Oh, baby! What is it?
Skeeter, the Cobras. That's the most important men's club in town.
Yeah, yeah, fine, fine. Could we please sit down to dinner before I have to give these pork chops CPR?
You can count me out, Mama. I got more important things on my mind than food. I have to study for my Cobra induction ceremony.
Study? But I thought this was more like a social club.
Oh, no, Skeeter, no. It's a secret society that's only open to a chosen few.
Oh, come off it, Vinton. It's just the rejects that couldn't get into the Kiwanis.
For your information, it is very hard to get in. You have to memorize the entire contents of this Cobra handbook.
Oh, baby, let me see.
No, Skeeter, no. Women are strictly forbidden to look inside this book.
Yeah, what's it got in there, a snake centerfold?
If you'll excuse me, I have secret studying to do.
Grandma, would you please pass me the pork chops?
Well, these things are stone cold. I got to go heat them up.
Well, at least they're still potatoes.
Bring them potatoes in too, Naomi.
Miss Harper, this Cobra Club must be secretive. That's probably why I've never heard of it.
I'm telling you, them Cobras are nothing but trouble. My Carl wanted to join, and I put my foot down, and I suggest you do the same thing.
Well, that is where you and I differ. I stand by my man. I want him to be all that he can be.
Oh, for pity's sakes, Naomi's joining the Cobras, not the Army.
Well, if the Cobras make him happy, that is fine with me.
Well, obviously, you have never heard the Lucille McGowan story.
Is that the movie with Susan Hayward where she drinks?
Lucille McGowan, that's that pitiful old woman lives down on Elm Street.
Oh, the one with all the cats?
That's the one. Lucille and her husband Earl lived a dream life until he joined the Cobras. Nobody knows what really happened. But all of a sudden, he started spending more time with the Cobras and less time at home. And then one day, he just up and turned on her like that evil snake he was worshiping and left her all alone. And that is when the cats came into the picture.
Well, Miss Harper, I don't think that anything like that could happen to Vic.
Don't you be so sure. We don't know what goes on at them Cobra meetings. Who knows what kind of garbage they're filling Vinton's head with? Today he's a locksmith and a family man. Tomorrow he could be handing out incense at the airport.
When a Cobra meets a Cobra, they must greet one another with the official Cobra salute. From the bottom of my pit, I hiss you. No, no, not hiss. Salute. From the bottom of my pit, I salute you. What kind of a cobra would hiss a friend? Think, Vint. Think. Ow.
How's it going, Uncle Vint?
Oh,
Well, I don't know, Bubba. There's so much to remember. The chain of command, the ceremonial slither, the six levels of molting. It's worse than cramming for a final.
Well, why don't you use crib notes?
Well, isn't that cheating?
Heck no, this isn't school.
Well, do you think crib notes really work?
Well, sure, so I've been told. Why don't I help you with them? I got some index cards right here.
Well, okay, but if I show you what's in here, first, you have to recite the Cobra Oath of Allegiance.
Whoa.
Stand up. I do like this. And repeat after me. What I see...
What I see...
Is a secret written.
Is a secret written.
And if I tell...
And if I tell...
I'll be cobra bitten.
I'll be cobra bitten.
Okay. Now, we'll start off with the official Cobra family tree.
Well, what are you two busy beavers up to?
Oh, Bubba's helping me cram for my Cobra ceremony.
Boy, Uncle Vint, this family tree's unbelievable.
Well, don't mind me. I just got a little bit of lighthouse keeping to do.
Mama!
Oh, Bill, I didn't say anything.
Come on, Bubba, let's go down to the basement where we can study without the threat of prying female eyes.
Oh, well, fine. Go ahead. Maybe you two cobras can catch some mice while you're down there.
Cobras, elks, lions.
It's funny how men always see themselves as something that belongs behind bars.
Well, I cannot believe this. I have been ordered upstairs so that he can learn to be a stupid old cobra.
Well, my, haven't we changed our tune? Kind of hard to stand by your man when he's a snake.
This is no time for jokes, Miss Harper. I have been kicked out of my very own bedroom by my very own husband.
This is exactly how it started with Lucille McGowan.
Oh, what am I supposed to do now?
Well, if I were you, Missy, I would start collecting cats.
Oh, here's a good one. Cora May's crab cakes.
I promised Naomi I would make her invent a romantic dinner tonight. Nobody gets lovey-dovey over crab cakes.
Shoot, I thought those two could find romance in pretzels and a six-pack.
Well, not lately. All Benton has on his mind is this cobra business.
You mean it's starting to hurt their relationship?
What relationship? Every night, Benton locks himself down in the basement so he can practice his mumbo-jumbo, and Naomi sits up here not knowing what to do with herself. Last night, the poor thing even offered to help me do the dishes.
Oh, that's serious.
Hey, Grandma, have you seen my McRae shirt?
What do you think I'm ironing here, Kermit the Frog's nighty?
Thanks. Oh, before I forget, give these to Uncle Vint. It's real important. It's the crib notes for his induction tonight.
Crib notes? Isn't that cheating?
Heck no, this isn't school. See you, Grandma. Thanks.
Okay, baby. Don't slam the door. Lord, Iola, whoever would have thought at my age I'd still have a kid to raise.
Mama, where are you?
Make that two. What are you doing home now?
Oh, I have to get ready for my induction ceremony.
Hi, Vint. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Iola.
You know, my daddy is a retired double fine king cobra. I know how particular they are about new members.
Yeah, they have to be able to walk through the door of a men's room.
Mama, can you fix my ceremonial robe? I bought this one secondhand and the scales are sort of falling off.
Well, good Lord, Vint, I can't even stand the sight of a snake, much less repair its skin.
Well, I can't go like this.
I believe my daddy's old outfit is still in the attic. Why don't you come over and try it on, and I can make the necessary adjustments while you wait.
Well, great, let's go.
Hi there, stranger. Oh, am I glad to see you.
Hi, Naomi. Bye, Naomi. Come on.
Hey, where are you going?
Over to Iola's to get in my robe.
What?
I'm helping Vint with his cobra costume for tonight. Yes. But you can't go. Your mama's making us a romantic dinner, and I am providing the special dessert.
Naomi, this is an emergency. I don't have time for supper. You can warm it up for me later tonight. Iola, wait for me.
Vint and Harper, I may never warm up for you ever again. Well, I'll bet the neighbors are just loving this.
This is the most important night
this, this means I'm off the hook for that romantic dinner.
I'm ashamed to say this, Ms. Harper, but I hope he flunks his induction tonight.
Well, now you're talking like a wife. This Cobra business has gone far enough, and I think it's time you put a stop to it.
Oh, but what can I do? I know he's going to pass with flying colors. Oh, let's just face it. I'm going to be a Cobra widow!
Well, maybe Benton isn't going to pass. It's like my mother always used to say to me, don't count your cobras before they're hatched.
Ladies and ladies, live and in person, Cobra Benton Harper.
Little Skeeter, what do you think?
Fine, I guess.
Oh, Benton, Bubba said to make sure I gave these to you. Said he needed them tonight for the ceremony.
Oh, yeah, my crib notes. Without these, my goose would be cooked.
Yeah, well, with them, at least you'll know the right temperature.
Yeah, I gotta run. Wish me luck.
Good luck, baby.
Yeah, thanks, Mama.
Good luck. You are such a hypocrite, Miss Harper, wishing him luck with that stupid induction tonight.
I wished him luck because he is gonna need it. You know them crib notes he's using?
Yeah.
Well, somehow my recipe cards managed to get in there by mistake.
Oh, Miss Harper, you did it!
When he goes to look up an answer, all he's gonna get is Cora May's crab cakes.
I cannot believe my ears.
What kind of a mother sabotages her own son? Do you realize he will be hissed out in front of every Cobra in town?
Is that so bad?
Well, obviously, you do not know the Owen Pearson story.
Is that the one with Jack Lemmon where he drinks?
Good Lord, is that the only kind of movies you see? Go ahead, Owl.
Well, Owen Pearson was a real go-getter, successful businessman, husband, father, so naturally he was asked to join the Cobras.
Who isn't?
Well, he studied for his induction night and day. He was so exhausted that by the time the Grand Viper asked him his question, poor Owen had curled up and fallen asleep in the ceremonial basket.
Well, what did they do to him?
He was yanked up, descaled, and hissed out of the room. The poor man never recovered.
He didn't?
No, he lost everything. To this day, he makes his living sitting on a corner selling hand-painted walnuts.
Well, we can't let something like that happen to Benton.
I should say not. Benton can't paint well enough to earn a living. We've got to get down there right away and warn him about those cards.
Oh, but Hilda, you'll never get in.
Of course I will. Here, how do I look?
Like an idiot.
Good, I'll fit right in.
Boy, this induction sure has me nervous. How about you, Bent?
Hey, this is a secret society. No names, Billy Bob.
You sure seem cool, fellow inductee. It's almost like you know you're going to pass.
Well, yeah. I got a feeling it's in the cards. I'll check you later. I got to mingle.
Hail, Cobra.
Well, I hail with you too.
From the bottom of my pit, I salute you.
Well, off the top of my head, I say howdy.
Gosh, I never learned that one.
Lord, I
feel like Thelma Harper in the Temple of Doom.
Your Grand Viper commands you. Cobras, come to order. Inductees, front and center.
Denton. Excuse me. Move it, Venom Breath. I gotta get up to the front here.
Another inductee. Let his presence slither forth.
Excuse me. Slithering. Move it, Cottonmouth.
What's the matter, buddy? You got something in your eye?
Silence! Tonight, you four will take your first step towards Cobrahood. Not yet. Are you willing to take the challenge?
We are willing.
We're willing.
Are you bold enough to see it through?
We are bold.
Bold.
Then will you dance the dance of a thousand tales?
We will dance.
Dance? I thought we were doing real good. Who do you think he is anyway, Chuck Barris?
Silence! Now for the inductee interrogation. Remember, Cobra hopefuls, three wrong answers and you will be hissed out. Now, who has the courage to go first?
I, old Grand Viper.
No, Vinton, no.
Wait your turn, buddy.
Question number one. What do you do to a fellow Cobra when he breaks the Cobra Oath?
Whip vigorously until frothy.
Oh! Not yet! Question number two. Now think carefully. How long must you serve as a Cobra before you can become Grand Viper?
It takes only 30 minutes for the scum to rise to the top.
Just a minute here now. This poor sap is only given two wrong answers and he gets another chance. Them are the rules.
You are correct.
Gee, thanks.
Hail, Cobra.
Yeah, oh, hail. Hey, wait a minute.
He's all yours, your great viperness.
Now we'll proceed with question number three.
And I'll bet you he gets this one right.
Crib notes? Crib notes? Isn't that cheating?
Heck no, this isn't school.
Silence! You dare to bring written material into your induction ceremony? Cobras, let the hiss begin!
This really isn't
the
job to show myself out.
He's not fit to be a snake. Chop him up with hoe and rake.
I'm leaving. I'm going.
Known to all as a disgrace. May the mongoose chew your face.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, hiss off. Gee, that poor guy. Gee, his voice sounded familiar.
And now, for your third and final question.
And then they all started hissing. I'm telling you, it was the most horrible sound I ever heard. Like somebody punched a hole in the Goodyear blimp.
Well, I hope nothing like that happens to Vinton.
Well, he did spend a lot of time with those crib notes. Maybe he actually learned something.
Oh, maybe they just asked him something that required common sense.
Either way, he's doomed.
Hey, everybody. Congratulate me. I am a cobra.
Oh, hey, go, Uncle Vince.
I knew you could do it.
You mean you didn't get hissed out?
No, but it came awful close. Bubba, I didn't need those crib notes after all. I did a whole lot better just using my brain.
Well, of course you did. And now maybe you'll use it more often.
Well, I don't have to anymore. I'm a cobra.
Well, I'm real proud of you, Vinton. It's not every day you go to this much trouble to make an ass out of yourself.